So earlier today, the city of Chicago honored Commander Paul Bauer of the Chicago Police Department. And we remember Paul and all the officers who change and changed our lives every day. The men and women who protect us day and night, people who respect for their dedication to the cause, for when faced with danger, they never even pause. We remember the officers who always stood true, whatever the color of uniform, brown, gray, or blue. With pride and integrity, they say to serve and protect. For the giving of their life, we offer respect. We remember the officers who we never really knew. Persons strong enough to answer the challenge are few. With heavy hearts, we mourn the officers in eternal rest. There is more to these people than the badge on their chest. And these are words, I believe. It is the author is unknown, but I posted it on my Facebook page this week. As soon as that happened, you know, I did reach out to a bunch of friends who are captains or detectives or police officers, and I asked if they knew this gentleman. I had good conversation with all of them about that. And between what happened with Commander Bauer and the students and faculty at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High in Florida this week, there's a lot of rhetoric going on about changing gun laws. Mm-hmm. And to me and others, not sure if that is the problem solver. There's a lot of people are just throwing those words at the wall. And I think we know if anybody wants to buy drugs in any city, they're going to find them. If they're going to want to buy guns, they're not going to drive to Walmart. There's someone's going to sell them. I mean, you know, when we talk about city violence here, those guns aren't being bought in a store. They're not going across state lines to buy those guns. That's not how that's happening. I did do a little research. I was surprised to read this because it was a congressional study. Although in these mass shootings, 75% of the guns used in mass shootings were bought legally.
Right.
Legally. So these are people that don't, you know, this is the first time they've snapped or something happened and they decided to do something like that. But 25% have been illegal. And maybe stronger gun laws will help move the needle a little bit. But if it's someone is determined to purchase a gun, they're going to get it. And guns that are used, again, in street fighting and so forth, you're not going to buy it anywhere else. But I'm not coming from a political angle. I don't even hit that in any of this. So I thought it'd be best to share the words that some friends turned me on to from the North Loop News. Last November, they spoke to Commander Bauer about gun violence in the city. And I'm going to read the article here. Arrests are up from last year, but what happens after an arrest is what frustrates the commander of downtown Chicago's 18th Police District. Commander Paul Bauer says there is a high bar to prosecution in Cook County, requiring Chicago police to get approval from the Chicago County State's Attorney's Office before a suspect can even be charged. Sometimes they want to come out and talk to the victim, said Bauer, at the annual meeting of River North Residents Association. If you think about it, he said, we're sometimes victimizing this person twice. You just got your phone snatched from you. You got knocked down. Now you're going to be in the station. You've got to stay here for another couple hours until the state's attorney gets out here. Stretching from the Chicago River North to Fullerton Avenue, the 18th Police District has 13,185 reported crimes last year, according to the City of Chicago data, and there was an arrest in 1,800 of those cases, or about 14%. So far last year, 12,777 crimes have been reported and arrest made in 1,900 cases, or about 15%. According to Bauer, 75% of the crime in the 18th district is theft-related, whether it's theft from a building or theft from a person, including a suspect who, while riding a bicycle, recently swiped mobile phones from people in River North. Mm-hmm. We caught that guy, recalls Bauer, and we figured he did about 30 robberies over a course of a couple months. We were only able to charge him with one felony because victim identification was a little hazy. Another man named Willie, previously convicted for numerous burglaries, was caught but allowed back on the street 3 days later, electronically monitored, such as an ankle monitor, while waiting for court dates. Even when we catch somebody, says Bauer, there's still a long way to go to get them off the street. In August, Chief Judge Timothy Evans replaced all the judges who presided over bond hearings in Cook County and directed new judges to set bail amounts in more affordable that are more affordable to defendants. This is at odds with the Chicago Police Department, who would prefer to see higher bail amounts for career criminals. Mm-hmm. That guy, Willie, he's a case in point. He needs a high bond. We got him for a number of burglaries. He's on parole for burglary. He needs to sit. We got to get him off the street. It's just like if you have kids, if there's no consequences to your actions, those actions are going to repeat. And when they do go to jail, they need to stay there longer. Sheriff of Cook County, for whatever reason, is very proud of the fact that he's reduced the population of the county jail. Maybe I'm jaded. I don't think that's anything to be proud of. This is Commander Bauer.
Mm-hmm.
Bauer would like to see more career criminals in jail. You can say we don't know if that's going to reduce the repeat offenders. This is how I look at it. I want them off the street. We're not talking about the guy that stole a loaf of bread from the store to feed his family. We're talking about career robbers, burglars, drug dealers. These are all crimes against the community. They need to be off the street. It is frustration police deal with every day as they try to make communities safe, says Bauer. Mm-hmm. This has been going on for quite some time, but it's getting worse. And those are the words of Commander Bauer.
Yeah.
Now, the gentleman, the person, Shamari Leggett, who made his first appearance in court Thursday, 2 days after he allegedly shot and killed CPD Commander Bauer. We know he did. Police and court records show that he has a lengthy criminal record dating back to 1994, including at least 5 convictions. Drug possession, battery charge, sentenced to probation, 2 counts of resisting an officer, battery, gun charge, 3 years in prison for the gun charge, possession of body armor, and a drug charge were dropped in that case. Convicted of armed robbery, sentenced to 16 years in prison, but didn't do it all. Convicted of a drug charge, sentenced to a year of probation. Drug possession case dropped in 2009. 4 other criminal charges against him in 2 separate cases. And why is this guy still on the street?
I think the answer to that, rhetorically, but yes. Yeah, the answer to that, I think, is the legal system.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to arrest someone.
Yeah.
It's another thing to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that what you've arrested him or her for is provable in a court of law.
I just listed 20 things here
that
he was convicted of and still on the street and keeps getting released onto the street.
Well, look at the penalties that those convictions carried. He probably got away with the minimum on most of those. You know, the 3 years he spent in prison, that sounds like the longest thing that you listed that he did time for.
Yeah.
All the others seemed probation, this, that.
Yeah, they should be put in these.
You know, there's a range. You know, the judges have discretion based on what the lawyers argue.
But part of those issues are trying to keep the count in the jails low and get in.
Now that's a cost. That is politics.
And it's a cost of, okay, and now it's a cost of people's lives, obviously, involved in all this.
Understood.
So, you know, I have to be able to understand, you know, this is a man that spent 31 years doing his job, and he knows what he's up against. And when he's, you know, when you're trying to protect the city, he's saying, you know, and he said that the stiffer sentencing is the key. And I agree with him. Many, if not most of those who commit these crimes, again, aren't walking into stores and buying the stuff. They're getting weapons on the street, underground from the gang community, and maybe some gun laws can move the needle, but in many cases it won't stop one who wants a gun to find one.
Yeah.
They're going to find one. And if they know those consequences, although unless you are so far off that you don't care what happens to
right.
you, but if you know the consequences of even being caught with a gun, you're going to go away for 10, 15, 20 years, certainly would be more of a deterrent because you know your life is pretty much going to be over for that period of time.
But they're not facing that right now.
No, they're not. So you need to have stiffer sentencing when you break the law so they know they're going to jail for a long time and send them there. And I thank you, Commander Bauer, for your service and to all the first responders in Chicago, across America, and throughout the world. Before we jump into the commercials conversation, because I'm getting a mix of texts coming in here, I don't want to close out this conversation. 630, he was only 19. Can a law increase age for automatic weapons to 21 that would have prevented this incident?
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, they scrolled back the assault weapon ban that was in put into place by President Obama, right. And that was pulled back.
Yeah, okay, so here's the two things that, I'm just going to tell you, folks, I lean right. I'm conservative on fiscal issues. I'm socially liberal. So it's a very hard to identify, you know, Republican, Democrat, because I believe in things
across all
sides.
Political avenues.
It really does.
Yeah,
it really does. Somebody said 779. I have two daughters. Bauer was her commander. I have a daughter who's a teacher in Palos Heights. I see it both ways, but both see our youth with access to assault rifles. And both agree security in school is absolute. We protect our banks and our casinos. It's time we change our priorities. That's Kate in Lockport. I appreciate that. Here's 708. Do you know how stupid people sound when they blame Trump for everything? Yeah, you know.
Wait, who did that?
Well, one of the other texters said, Trump lover, okay. Blah, 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 blah. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
We talked about Columbine in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening, you know, almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
How many presidents have been in position since 1999, mm-hmm. Democrat or Republican, who didn't move the needle on this either? So you can't, I guess you can focus on the one guy that's in office right now because he's in control to do something like that. But, you know, this is...
Again, it cuts across all... There may be, under the surface, politics. You know, there's the talk of the NRA and their contributions and stuff, but that's a different part of the story.
Yeah.
The what's happening with our children, what's happening with people with guns in this country is not political. It's not. It is a violence issue.
Yeah.
And so that has to be addressed on all of its own myriad levels of issues.
But the whole mental health thing that was pulled back on this week, I don't get that. And I posted about that.
Actually,
today.
He did that early on in the administration.
Yes,
he wrote an executive order reversing the Obama executive order. So
I don't get that. So there you have it.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I believe people have the right to have guns. I don't think there should be assault rifles and assault weapons on the street, semi-automatic rifles. Who needs that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless you're going into combat, I don't understand that either. So, right. I mean, I believe that people have the right to bear arms. I do not believe there should be assault rifles on the street. I think there has to be stiffer sentencing and so forth. But there's 708 school shooting only happens in the U.S. Why? 708 after nine...
No, school shootings. There was that shooting... the school children who were taken by that guy, I think in, I want to say the Netherlands, but a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
There have been other issues around the country where children have seen violence in their schools.
Yeah.
It's just we don't hear about it all the time because this is happening right in our backyard.
Here's the last one, 815. I just want to say thank you for saying what I feel about gun situations. I agree. It's not easy to fix. It's going to be a multifaceted solution. It's not as black and white as people think. And I agree on that. All right, we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk Chicago television commercials next on 720 WGN.